element of the publishing world is the idea of self-publishing, which is becoming increasingly easy to do.
Increasingly, though, it's not new.
Right. So talk to us maybe a little bit about what that looks like. Is one better or easier? Pros and cons of that.
It's such a complex question, and there's not just one self-publishing either, and I think that that's a really important thing for writers to keep in mind, and to just doing research in general, is market research, also thinking about your own purpose and who you are hoping to reach and what can help you best do that is important. But there are multiple types of self-publishing that, you know, we've probably heard of vanity presses, where you actually are doing the paying for everything paying to see your work in print. But there's also just true self-publishing, and where you do take care of all of that yourself, but then you also market it yourself. And if you are someone that is very good at that, that can be really productive. And we actually have a Writers Guild member who has self-published his own little chapbook. I was looking to see if there were any copies of it, but I think they've all been borrowed by folks in Writers Guild. Actually, we had some in the office, and I didn't see any this morning.
That's awesome.
And so he sells them on his website, and there's great things that you can actually do if you're willing to do that. So I think you have to kind of think about what you want to do, why you're doing it, how much you are willing to put in yourself.
Right. Both time, effort, but also money.
And money.
Or some. Yep.
So your resources, all of your various types of resources. I've personally not self-published, but I know many people who have. I've traditionally send my work out, and I'm in a really interesting place, because I've been sending my work out originally as snail mail. So the publishing world has changed before my eyes.
Yeah. I love that.
In so many ways.
Yeah, pretty much everyone uses submittable or something similar to that now.
Not everyone. Yeah. But it is either submittable or just straight email, where you can be sending in a submission. So what that does that wasn't possible or as easy before is that you can often, and you want to check the guidelines for anywhere you're submitting, just like reading the prompt, you know, you always just want to have an awareness of what it is that you are responding to. Many, many markets allow simultaneous submissions, as long as you let them know that your work has been received elsewhere. And the reason that this is so possible now is that you can instantaneously communicate if your work has been accepted elsewhere. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, there are letters, they are moving slowly across the country, and it just would have led to possible disaster and chaos.
I'd never thought of that before, about how, because like it is, it's sort of like most publications that these days multiple submissions. These simultaneous submissions are totally fine, which basically means, if you haven't heard the term before, that you've sent the same piece of writing to be published multiple places.
Yes.
Hoping that one of them will do it.
Yes.
But I had never thought before that, like, if you're using snail mail, who knows when you'll find out. So you truly can't.
Your messages would be crossing, and it would just... So you were literally, when I was originally sending my material out to